英検準一級過去6回全問題集 CD3 2014年度第1回実用英語技能検定準一級一次試験リスニングテスト。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項はすべて英語で指示されますので、よく注意して聞いてください。では始めます。The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin.
Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Number 1.
Now let's begin. Excuse me, I've been in this line for 20 minutes now, and it has barely moved.
I apologize, ma'am. The flu has left us understaffed this morning. Half of our clerks are off sick. Perhaps I can direct you to an ATM.
Actually, I want to transfer some money, not make a deposit or withdrawal.
You can do that at an ATM. I'd be happy to help.
Oh, thanks. I've never used one for that kind of transaction before.
Question. What does the man offer to do? Number 2. How's the job search going, Carol?
Not great. I'm getting lots of interviews, but no offers.
With your experience and qualifications, you should have no problem.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm good at expressing myself in interviews.
We could do some role plays with me as the interviewer.
I'm pretty self-conscious, but it might help.
I could even take a video of you for feedback if you like.
Okay, thanks. I'm sure the practice wouldn't hurt.
Question. What does the woman think is her weakness?
Number 3.
Frank, have you made our travel arrangements for the conference in Shanghai yet?
Sorry, Christy. I meant to book our flights yesterday, but it slipped my mind.
Well, it's the busy season when we go, so you'd better do it soon.
I may not have time to deal with it today. Can it wait until tomorrow?
I guess so. As long as you actually do it this time, I'm too busy preparing my presentation.
Don't worry. You can count on me.
Question. What does Christy want Frank to do?
Number 4.
Snyder Insurance, Jan Meadows speaking.
Hi, Jan. Philip here. How did you manage to get to work with all the snow on the roads?
My husband's car has 4-wheel drive. It took twice as long as usual, though.
Well, my car won't start. I could walk down the hill to the bus, but I'm not sure it'll be running.
Maybe you should skip work today. I can handle your calls.
Thanks, Jan. I'll do that.
Question. What does the man decide to do?
Number 5.
How can I help you?
I just arrived on the New York flight, but my bags didn't show up on the baggage carousel.
I'm very sorry, sir. Please fill out this claim form. They'll probably arrive on a later flight today.
Well, I need the clothes for a business meeting tomorrow. How can I get them?
If you're staying at a hotel in town, I suggest you go there. Leave us the address, and we'll send your bags.
Okay, thanks. Question. What is the man's problem? Number 6. Ms. Anderson, I'd like to reserve my summer holidays.
No problem, Jeff. Which week would you like?
July 3rd to the 10th, if possible.
That might be a problem. I'm scheduled for that week.
That's too bad. My parents are visiting then, and I don't see them very often.
Tell you what, Jeff, I think I can be flexible.
Really?
Yes. I'll book a different week. It's important for you to spend time with your family.
That's very kind of you. Question. What will the woman do?
Number 7.
Say, Jane, want to get together for lunch tomorrow?
Sorry, Mark. I'm tied up. I have a business class at the college.
How do you manage to keep your job and go to school at the same time?
My company is giving me release time and paying for my courses. And when I complete the program, I'll get a promotion. It's a terrific deal.
That's amazing. I wish my employer was that generous. Is your company hiring by any chance?
Question. What does Mark learn about Jane?
Number 8.
Hi, Paul. Fancy seeing you here. What do you think of this new mall? It's gigantic, isn't it?
It's like a city in itself, Mary. There are several banks and a multiplex movie theater, not to mention all the brand name shops.
There are several interesting import stores on the first floor, too. That's where I picked up these placemats. What did you buy?
Nothing. I just strolled around. I found something pretty unbelievable on the third floor. A wedding chapel, of all things. Perhaps you and Stephen would like to get hitched here.
No, thanks. Actually, I'm looking for him now. We're planning to have lunch in the food court.
In this crowd? Good luck.
Question. What are Mary and Stephen going to do at the mall?
Number 9. I think Roberto is angry at me.
Why do you say that?
I asked him to return some DVDs I loaned him earlier than we'd agreed, and he just put them in my mailbox without a thank you note or anything.
Roberto doesn't usually get mad about such small things. Maybe you weren't home when he dropped them off. Why don't you email him?
No, he should contact me.
Well, I think you're making something out of nothing.
Question. What does the woman say about Roberto? Number 10.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a tennis racket. I'm just a beginner.
Okay. How about this one? It's pricey at $229, but it's a top-quality racket. The weight and size are perfect for beginners.
That's out of my price range. Do you have anything for around $100?
Not at this store. You should check out our internet site, though. It has bargains on older models that we don't have space to keep here.
Okay, thanks. Question. What will the man probably do?
Number 11.
Honey, I have a great idea for Billy's 10th birthday party.
What?
Let's hire a balloon artist. I saw an ad for one. She dresses like a clown and makes the balloons into animal shapes.
How much does she charge?
$70 an hour. Everyone at the party gets a balloon animal.
Why don't we just buy regular balloons at the toy store in the mall? That only costs about $30.
Yeah, you're right. I'll head there this afternoon.
Question. What does the couple decide to do?
Number 12.
I'll be home a bit late tonight, honey. I need to stop by the health clinic after work.
Have you run out of blood pressure medicine already? I thought you had a month left on your prescription.
I do. I'm going for a flu shot.
Do you really think those work?
Sure. I had a shot last winter, and I was one of the few people in the office who didn't get sick.
Question. What do we learn about the man? Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once.
A.
Now let's begin.
Pedal power. Conservation groups in Uganda are in a race to save the endangered mountain gorilla. Many Ugandans, however, are unaware of the threat. So a movement called the Great Apes Film Initiative is trying to educate them about it. The group began showing films about mountain gorillas, but could only show them in places that had electricity. People from rural areas, therefore, had to walk miles to see the screenings, and they were often turned away due to overcrowding. Organizers then came up with a way to bring the movies to isolated villages, pedal-powered cinema. With a person pedaling a specially adapted bicycle that generates electricity, the films can now be shown in rural areas. At the screenings, audience members line up to take turns pedaling. Organizers say people not only leave full of enthusiasm for protecting the gorillas, but also learn about non-polluting power sources.
Questions. Number 13. What problem did the Great Apes Film Initiative have? Number 14. What is one thing we learn about pedal-powered cinema?
B. Herbs and spices. Most of us think of herbs and spices mainly as flavor enhancers. Scientists, however, have discovered they have powerful health benefits as well. Many contain chemical compounds called polyphenols, which are believed by some scientists to slow the effects of aging. Studies indicate that herbs and spices, such as oregano, cinnamon, and cloves, provide more anti-aging benefits than fruits and vegetables do. Some recent health studies have suggested that herbs and spices may offer other significant benefits. Research on the spice turmeric indicates that its consumption helps regulate a protein called beta amyloid, which is found in cells. This protein has been linked to cancer and the brain disease Alzheimer's. More research is needed, but such findings may explain why rates of Alzheimer's are lower in India, where turmeric is widely consumed, than in many other countries.
Questions. Number 15. What do some scientists believe about polyphenols? Number 16. What do the results of some health studies suggest? C. Supermarket psychology. Supermarkets use many strategies, such as advertising or special offers, to encourage consumer spending. Displays are also important. It is generally thought that shoppers are more attracted to products displayed at eye level, so supermarkets place more expensive items at that height. Consumer analyst Simon Scamell-Katz, however, believes this is a mistake. He tracked the movement of shoppers' eyes and found they looked more at shelves between waist and chest level. When expensive products were moved to that level, sales of those products increased. Placing staple foods, such as bread and milk, at the back of the store may also be an error. Supermarkets often do this in the hope that shoppers will pick up additional items as they walk through the store. But new studies show this strategy annoys shoppers, so they buy fewer special and luxury goods if everyday foods are inconveniently positioned.
Questions. Number 17. What did Simon Scammell-Katz discover about supermarkets? Number 18. What have new studies shown?
D. Sniffing out trouble. There are around 100 million landmines left behind in former war zones worldwide. Each year, thousands of people are killed by accidentally stepping on such mines. Furthermore, the landmines prevent land from being used for agriculture, and they disrupt transportation. Several methods are used to find unexploded landmines, such as detection dogs or mechanical detectors. A recent and more unusual project, however, uses African giant pouched rats. Just like dogs, the rats are trained to use their excellent sense of smell to find landmines in Mozambique. One advantage of using the rats is that they are so light they can walk over the landmines without them exploding. Also, dog kennels are expensive to maintain, and regular checks by vets are necessary to keep the dogs healthy in the harsh climate. The rats, on the other hand, are more resistant to disease and high temperatures.
Questions. Number 19. What is one problem associated with landmines? Number 20. What do we learn about African giant pouched rats?
E. Medical care abroad. With the rising cost of healthcare in the US, more Americans are traveling to Asia and South America for major medical procedures. Getting treatment abroad can save them as much as 50%, even when airfare and accommodation are included. And in some cases, the medical institutions are as good as the best American hospitals. What's more, organizations such as Joint Commission International have been set up to monitor and certify hospitals that offer treatment to foreigners for the quality of care they provide. Nevertheless, Professor Glenn Cohen believes several issues should be considered before Americans opt for treatment abroad. He cautions that if something goes wrong during the procedure, it may be difficult to obtain compensation from hospitals overseas. Follow-up care in the US is another consideration, as some doctors are reluctant to treat people who have undergone medical procedures abroad.
Questions. Number 21. What is the main function of Joint Commission International? Number 22. What is one issue for Americans to consider before going abroad? F. Expert advice. Hi, this is Chad Jones on W3FM. You know how we often hear that researchers have found the secret to being happy or healthy, and then such studies are contradicted later? Well, some experts blame the current research environment. They say it encourages researchers to produce studies that make surprising claims, because such studies are more likely to be published in scientific journals. Researchers therefore tend to overstate their results in hopes of furthering their careers. Another issue is that some newspapers, under the pressure of deadlines, fail to perform sufficient fact checks when publishing articles about such studies. This can lead to a misinterpretation of results. Author David Friedman warns the public to remain cautious when reading about so-called scientific breakthroughs unless the studies have been confirmed by independent experts. Well, folks, I'll remember that the next time I pick up the morning paper.
Questions. Number 23. What is one problem with the current research environment? Number 24. What does the speaker say about some newspapers? Finally, here are the directions for Part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, G through K. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 25 through number 29. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now let's begin. G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Okay, listen up so you know what to do when we arrive. First-year students will go with Ms. Reynolds. She'll help you complete the project for your biology class at the museum's bio station. Third-year students, you'll head straight to the planetarium with Mr. Stein for the 11 o'clock show. After that, you're free to wander the exhibits until lunchtime. Second and fourth-year students will be with me, and we'll go to the open laboratory to work on your chemistry experiments. Everyone will head back to the entrance for a roll call at 1. Then we'll have lunch in the park.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
We've got some big delays out there today with Highway 97 to Medford closed due to an accident. Traffic to Medford is being rerouted down Canal Street, but it's slow going. Avoid it if you have to be in town before 10. If you're not in your car yet, the city's running extra buses. They're leaving every 10 minutes on a dedicated route from York Square. They'll get you to Medford in 20 minutes. Finally, trains are not a good option this morning, as an electrical failure means you'll face delays of more than an hour.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
Hi, this is Dave from CompuFix. We checked the tablet you brought in. The crack in the screen isn't too bad now, but if you leave it, you risk serious damage to the hardware. You've got a few options. For $35, we can put on a special screen cover. That would prevent any further damage. A brand new screen costs $70, but with installation, that'll total $100. I should also mention that from today, we're doing a one-week promotion on similar tablets. They're 50% off, which means you can get a brand new one for just $160. Anyway, please let me know.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
Hi, my name's Brenda Faraday. I'm calling because a dog wandered into my garden and your name and number are on her tag. It's 10 a.m. on Friday now and I'll be home until 4 p.m. If you can pick her up by then, call me. My number is 207-9834. Or maybe I could bring her to your house if you live nearby. Anyway, if I don't hear from you by 4, I'll drop her off at the animal shelter in Fenton. In that case, please contact them directly.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Welcome to City University's Social Work and Counseling Department. I'm Jim Collins, the head of the department. We have a full program today, course introductions, a campus tour, and a barbecue. At 10:30, our course introductions will begin. Professor Tomlinson will talk about counseling troubled youth. Unfortunately, Professor Jones, who was scheduled to introduce our course for counseling work with senior citizens, is unwell today, so that will be done by Professor White. Finally, Professor Rodriguez and some current students will speak about using sports activities as therapy for people with learning difficulties. The campus tour begins at 2 after the barbecue.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet. Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.